ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We want to welcome our online viewers. Thank you for joining us. Praise God. Thank you. This is our beautiful exchange service. The Spirit of God is so strong here. So last week we started on you can have what you say. Glory to God. I will take it further on dwelling on the law of confession. Praise God. Praise God. And I was saying last week that when you understand some basic law, the outcome, you are not surprised about it. So I gave an example. Jesus understood the law of multiplication, but Peter never did. So when Jesus said, cast in your net, he was just looking at Peter Benny in some way. But because Jesus had a proper understanding, it was easy for him. So the result was not astonishing to Jesus, but it was a surprise to Peter. You know that. So when you lives are governed by principles. Praise God. Life are governed by principles. There are laws that govern life. Example is the law of gravity. So if I throw this my phone up now, of course I won't throw it. If I throw this phone up, it will do what? Praise God. Did you hear what I said? Okay, I'm not throwing my phone. So, he said, when you throw an object up, it will definitely come down. Am I right? He's observing what we call the law of what? And I said, you can write this down. Law is a principle that is based on a predictable outcome. Law is a principle that is based on a predictable outcome. So, when we understand the principles, then we can predict the outcome. Praise God. A law is a principle that is based on a predictable outcome. So, the Word of God is predictable. The outcome of the Word of God is predictable. You know why? It's so interesting that supernatural law applies to anybody, anytime, anywhere. Supernatural law applies. It is no respecter of gender. It is no respecter of class. It is no respecter of skin color. He doesn't even understand those things. When those laws are applied, it will yield its result. Glory to God. I said, praise God. When the law is applied, it will yield the result. Acts 9. Acts 9:36. So something interesting happened here. When Peter restored Dorcas back to life. You know, the word of God is new every morning. Glory to God. Emphasis on verse 40. He said, but Peter put them all out. She passed on anyway. And knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body. Tell somebody, turning to the body. So, he prayed on the dead body. But he had to speak to the body. Have you ever thought about it? Dorcas was lying down, dead. everybody was talking about the clothes he has. You know, when somebody passed on, she was a good person, she was a wonderful person. In fact, this was the dress she sold for me last week. And when Peter got there, he sent everybody out. And the scripture says he prayed. He did not only pray, he spoke to that body. Tabitha, arise. It tells you something. And I will start from our anchor scripture, Romans. Believing is not enough. There is a part of speaking. Glory to God. He said the word is near thee. Right where? Right where? Hey. Glory to God. So, everything, and I said last week, that when somebody speaks, you don't hear, you hear noise and voice. They are actually not noise and voice. They are actually spirit. And the law of confession is not positive thinking. It is not name it, claim it. No. It has a process. And that is what we're going to be looking at tonight. In the Christian faith, it's been bastardized. You know, I say it, I claim it. No. There is a law to this process. There is a working of this out. When we understand this working, we align ourselves to the principles, then we'll be able to command and yield result. Praise God. So in Mark 11, and I said, the advantage of spiritual law and principle that it can be used by anybody at any time and anywhere, and it will produce results. One important thing that Jesus Christ just democratized the law to us, it is available to everybody. It is that was what he did. It is available to everybody. Mark 11, whosoever can have whatsoever. Mark 11. Praise God. The word of God are new every morning. Said 23. He said, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. Glory to God. So whosoever, it is a question of believing in your heart. Now, a lot of the things we say we believe. Actually, we do not believe. We actually do not believe a lot of the things we say. I'll give an example. When you speak to somebody for about 15, 20 minutes, do you know, if you don't sound too spiritual, I mean casual discussion, you actually know what those people believe on the surface without finding it out in your spirit, man. Just a normal, proper engagement. Number one, you will know their ideology. You know their thought pattern. And you will know what they believe. If they talk for 1 hour, you can extract them from whatever they believe. So it tells you, some people say, I don't believe anything. You actually believe something. You actually do believe something. It's only you have not believed the right thing. You cannot sit at the middle. You actually do believe something. Praise God. So let's take the first one. So there are two dimensions to the law of confession. One is the believing, one is the confessing part. So let's deal with the believing as we go. Romans 10, 8. Romans chapter 10. Every believer must have read that place more than 10 times. Praise God.
But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Where? And where? That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, this is the gospel. You can't argue it. Apostle Paul was saying this is the word of faith. Nothing more, nothing less. And the law of confession is one vital part in the word of faith movement. The confession, the profession of what we believe, the homologion from the Greek word, is a vital part of the word of faith movement. It tells you something. It's critical to our success factor. Because, he said, Christ has died on the cross, the finished work. And the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. The finished work, has it been done? Yes. But you have to say so to enter into the inheritance. Let the redeemed of the Lord, Psalm 102 or 107 verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, everybody, Christ died for everybody. Christ died for everybody. The most wretched sinner, he redeemed. What does redeem mean? To buy back. To buy back, yes. He died for everybody. The day you come to that knowledge of being born again, that's why I said, with the mouth, with the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. Confession is made. That is the first assignment. You are born again. That is one. Now, the actualization of your destiny in Christ is battered by your confessing. So, the first transaction is you accepting Christ. You also sustain it by also confessing what you believe. Glory to God. Amen. Believing is one of the most difficult parts. As simple as that word sound, we don't understand it. We don't. Oh, I am the righteousness of God. The fact that you say it does not mean you believe it. Believing comes with an encounter and a revelation. You know why I know? With the heart, man believe. Apostle Paul had that encounter with Jesus. And that changed the whole stuff. So, you must come to a place. It is not only opening motivational book or just confessing the scripture. Yes, it's good. I will give you 5 things that we are supposed to confess. That's the last one. But you must get to a place whereby the scripture has ministered to you and you begin to chew those words and you begin to confess them. So what do you do first? When you go through stuff, you find out what does the word of God says about it. And I find it out in the place of prayer. And in the place of opening and meditating the scripture. Glory to God. 2 Kings 6:17. Let's look at this to paint a clear picture to us. 2 Kings 6:17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open the eyes that he may see. Can we go back like 14 so that we can have an understanding of. Praise God. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. That was when Elisha, they surrounded him. In verse 17, okay, in 16, there was what he told his servant. I want to point out something to us there. He told his servant, he said, so he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Now, the servant did not believe. How many of you see army trooping in? And I tell you, Minister Kenny, don't worry. And we are just two. And we can see Mopo. That was, just picture it. Please stand up. We're together on the Lord's journey. Amen. Doing the work of the ministry. And maybe we'll get to Oregon. We now saw Amotan. And I said, Mr. Kenny, don't worry. The war with us is more than. You saw AK-47. You saw armor tank. Do you think that servant believed? But because it was in a tight situation, he wanted to teach him something. He said, God, open the eyes of this my servant that he may see. So they, for you to believe, there must be revelation.
Yes, sir.
Open the eyes. If this guy sees, he believes, it will be activated. He said, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. Until the Lord opened his eyes, he never believed. But he was following the master. So you can be following Jesus and be reading the scripture and do not believe. You can see that, sir. What he's saying, until God opens your eyes to see. So believing has to do with an encounter or a revelation. Believing has to do with an encounter. Now, there is difference between believing and being desperate.
Yeah.
Have you seen people that are desperate for miracle? That's what I mean. Lord, I believe. See, because you don't have a job, you are the thin end. That is desperation. That is actually not believing. They are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. So a lot of what we see is people are desperate for a miracle. It's actually not believing. You know what? When you believe, you are not under pressure. When you are desperate, you have a timeline. You are under intense. When they run to you as a pastor, you will know that. He said, Pastor, if this thing, something must happen. If it doesn't happen, hell will be let loose. Hell will not be let loose. So, you don't pray from a desperate soul position. You pray from a believing point of view. God paints the picture of that revelation. For example, you know, a lot of... And this is the reason why healing is difficult. It is when people are dying. They are actually desperate. They want to hang on to something. Oh, will miracle happen? Yes, he's God. Yes, he's God. But I'm saying, for it to be a natural thing, you have to observe this principle of one, I believe. Tell somebody, I believe. Most of what we do, we say something that we actually do not believe. So, example, our present day Nigeria. So that I don't bore you with scriptures. I'm just trying our everyday activity here. So, we complain about everything. We get in here, pastor says we should pray for Nigeria. Can you see that? It doesn't marry. They are just like this. And the next minute we go, we get outside and we start complaining about what is not working. I have never seen anywhere in the world that the complaining about Nigeria is too much. And you're a young man running business, and you say, nobody can run a successful business in Nigeria. You understand what I'm saying? You throw the word to do, and you come here and you see, you actually do not believe in the prayer you are praying. You are not everybody. You are a child of God. There are exceptions to rule all over the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, the way we've been configured, and don't forget where I started last week, man is a product of his environment. It will take hard work. Please, I repeat, serious hard work for you to live above the realm of the situation and circumstances of Nigeria. And I tell you this, you have to be intentional about it. The easiest strategy the devil uses is to dampen your spirit with situation and circumstances around. So, when you have that revelation and that encounter, it is implanted in your spirit man. Based on that revelation comes confession. Glory to God. Your confession is based on what you believed. Can you see? Our confession is based on what we believe. In the place of our encounter and where. So it could be that you are studying the word of God. You can be studying the word of God and it pops up. And you stay there. And revelation dawns on you. And you stay on that word. And you keep pressing it. And that's why you see some people, they've confessed the same word for over 50 years. It is revelation. It is revelation. It is revelation. The same people have had the sickness, that terminal illness, and they survive it. You know why? Because revelation was, they had a revelation of believing on it, then saying it. If you don't have a revelation of the believing aspect, saying it will become like a cliche, like an anthem. You know the way we just say, I'm going to show wapa, wapa. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. He said, Lord, because Elijah knew that that young man did not believe. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure where he wouldn't believe anyway. You know why? Because he was ruled by his physical senses. It took Elijah to say, God, open his eyes. When God opened it, he said, and the mountain was full of what? What I saw. Do you know that you cannot convince that man? If what is battered in the place of revelation? That man will tell you, heaven and earth may pass away. This word. That is why you cannot convince a man whose mind is made up. You know why? His mind has been made up in the place of revelation. And they will tell you, if I lose everything, they will stay. You see, I mean, so some of you say, we don't know what is wrong with him. He's the one that knows what is wrong with him. You don't know what. You were not there when he got the revelation. You were not there when he got the encounter. May God lead you to the place of revelation of your finding in Christ in Jesus' name. Apostle Paul got to that point. He said, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Said, is it tribulation? Mm-mm. Shipwreck? Mm-mm. He sat down. He looked at it. This revelation is too deep for me to forfeit it to earthly things. He said, for to me to live is Christ and to die. On this revelation that I know, if I die, I know where I'm going. Do you know that when people know where they are going, they are not afraid of death? That's the same thing. Is born out of the place of revelation. And revelation comes to you when you study the word of God. If you have sickness in your body, you are quoted by his stripes, I am healed. You have to understand what transaction took place. And God must open your eyes to see before you can lay claim on it. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those who have been bought with the precious blood, let them say so. So you have been redeemed. Praise God. You are born again. But in the before you say so, there must be an encounter. Elijah. Again. Wow. May we not learn by experience in Jesus' name. You know, experience is very costly. Very costly. Very, very. I'm just speaking to our spirit man tonight. Someone has been saying, I've been confessing this word for years. This might be the missing link. This might be the missing link. Just align yourself. You know what? What did God really tell you? And like Pastor will say, what scripture? So I'll say, you know, you cannot fulfill life from the flesh point of view. God did not design you to rule your life by your senses. Yeah, they guide you, but your spirit is supposed to take the lead. Yes, because your taste could be wrong. Your feelings could be wrong. You could be sincerely wrong anyway. Yeah. But he aligns you by his spirit. Glory to God. He aligns you by his spirit. And in the place of prayer, you just download. Have you seen people that have written business transactions in the place of prayer? It is revelation, sir. They come to meet. You say, you can't get funding for this. They say, don't worry, I will get funding. You look at the brother. Say, don't worry. And somehow, a system and a policy can just come. You know what? By the reason of revelation, he starts speaking. Now, this is what happens when you start speaking. If the Lord wants you to build an empire, you don't have the capacity now. When you start speaking, he begins to align resources and people to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you start speaking, those words begin to orchestrate things in your direction. Now, you also need to be sensitive spiritually to understand these things. So that when they come, you'll be able to appreciate it. Some of us, we have prayed. Even when the miracle come, you didn't see it. Yeah, it's possible. Because a miracle can be sitting next to you and you don't see it. That's, see, please, Ephesians 1, 16, the eyes of your understanding is see. Don't carry over that course. You must pray it over your life every time. If possible, every day. That the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. You know why? It is at that when your eyes of your understanding is enlightened, revelation dawns on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me take confession because I want us to speak God's word. So I said here, believing is encounter with the unseen by the opening of our eyes, the eyes of our hearts. Believing is encounter with the unseen by the opening of our eyes, the eyes of our hearts, and by the revelation that is implanted in our spirit man. Confession. Let's do confession. Confession does not originate in your heart or desire. Rather, it originates from the revelation of the Spirit. You can see it now. You get what you believe. It translates into so confession. You are now when you get it, you have backing scripturally from God's word. Praise God. And you align yourself and you keep speaking it. You keep speaking. So see, when people tell you some certain things in Christendom, I think it's important for you to know why they say it. And I say this every time. Somebody tells you that I cannot be poor for the rest. It is not a statement. That's what I say. If you say it without revelation, see, may God give you understanding. I come here and say, oh, I cannot be poor for the rest of my life. See, say it from a position of understanding. As I said, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way work there in. Someone that is saying it, God has shown the person a path. There are investments that that person has built up in a lifetime. You are here saying it. You are not doing anything. You don't have revelation backing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is, you are saying it. See, the provision is there, but not everybody will see it. Remember I said, let the redeemer of the Lord. Someone that is not redeemed cannot see it because he doesn't have access to it. He's just gallivanting all around. But because you have access to this word, because there is no substitute for studying God's word. Because this is where you'll find it. Yeah.
God told me, I will fly to the nations of the world. The person is speaking out of a counter and revelation. And there are scriptural backing. Some of them will even tell you the date, time, venue, where that thing happened. Because Minister Akin said this, you now came before him and said, I see myself flying around. You go and dust your Nigerian passport very well. Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? We speak from a position of the revealed word of God to us. So that business God has committed into your hand, what has God shown you? That's the question for you tonight. What has God shown you about that business? What has God shown you about that business? Let me drop this. Do you know, as a parent, you have the capacity to fashion the destiny of your children? It's in the place of revelation. Because before you gave birth to that child, you are in the place of prayer. And I've seen people that God has told them, you are going to have two children. The first will be... This is not... In the... It is... This word is real. It is predictable. If you apply the right laws to it. It is predictable. You must voice your prayer. Faith is voice activated. James, let's read it. James 3. James 3, let's start from verse 4. And I'll close there. I want us to pray. Look also at the sheep, although they are so large and are driven by fierce wind, they are torn by a very small rudder, wherever they pilot towards what? Although, verse 4, don't leave verse 4. Verse 4, please. And I dream my first wind. So it doesn't matter the winds of life. It doesn't matter the storms of life. No matter how large, even if it's bigger than that ship, you can pilot it to the desired destination by how you speak it. Your mouth is the rudder. Glory to God. You pilot it and take it to its destination. And you do that in the place of confessing God's word over that situation. So the question is, I don't know that situation in your life. You might need to go back home. You might need to go back home. I said something. I'll give two examples. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. But I've seen God's hand in my life. So, when my wife passed on, I got a scripture. And I've shared it with her. And I said this, we were having our volunteers meet, and I said it here. I cannot be stranded. It is not a motivational speech. It is personal to me. I have seen God showed up in the last minute for me. You know why? He said he will help me. So I don't fast and pray on those issues. You know why? He's been settled. All I need to do, I activate those words. I just activate those words. Like I said, I'm not there. I have people, if it's one day to go, God will just show up. God has given me sliding tackle several times, though. He just shows up on my behalf. And it will amaze you. How do I know? I don't struggle and I don't lobby for these things. It is in the place of revelation. Yeah, faith starts somewhere. And I'm going higher.
it starts somewhere. God just shows up. You cannot rule your life with your senses. It will disappoint you. So I want to encourage, I want to say something. You know what? I'm not saying it because Pastor is seated. If there is somebody to follow, follow Pastor. And I will tell you this. What's our theme for Easter Faith Conference? I want to share it with you. Praise God. Pastor, I'm not looking at you. So, it was in Zambia. And I've been saying, so we need to prepare for Easter Faith Conference. I was chatting him. He said he's going to get back to me. In Sakeni, we're like, what's the team for this year? You understand? I've a team in Pede. And I woke up that morning. I was in my house. And Pastor just chatted me. He said, Motiri, but we see Jesus. And he told me, see, I said, when people have encountered it, he said, he told me when he came, he said, the thing just dropped that morning. And where he was, he just sent it. See, when you have an encounter and a revelation, you can tell precisely how it happened. It is not hocus pocus. It is faith. What God will do through Easter Faith Conference, tell you, it is not man-made. Because it was received. My point to you tonight, it was received. So you will do yourself good to plug in. Because if it is programmed, they know how to conjure program. But this was not conjured. This was from God. And I'm saying that because some of us, see, you've run your life on your own. You should be tired. Hand over the wheel to Jesus. Activate this principle and see God at work. Let's stand to our feet. We need to pray tonight. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Write this down while standing. Pastor said it's an everlasting message. So we'll leave it till another time. Praise God. I wanted to tell us things to confess so that we praise God. What we are to confess. Number one, what God is in Christ. What God in Christ has done for us in His great plan of redemption. That's the first thing to confess. What God in Christ has done for us in His great plan of redemption. That is what we are to confess. What God in Christ has done for us in His great plan of redemption. Number two, what God through His Holy Spirit and the Word has done in the new birth and baptism in the Holy Spirit. What God through the Holy Spirit and the Word has done in the new birth and baptism in the Holy Spirit. Number three, what we are to God, the Father in Christ. What we are to God, the Father in Christ. What we are to God, the Father in Christ. Number four, what Jesus is doing for us now at the right hand of the Father in His present day ministry. What Jesus is doing for us now at the right hand of the Father in His present day ministry. Finally, number five, what the Word of God will do through your lips. And number five is what we want to practice. What the Word of God will do through your lips. That's number five, we're going to practice now. Praise God. Praise God. So how are we going to do it? Can you pick a scripture? Maybe God gave you a word this year. You have that scripture. Can you open it? So we're not going to pray the same thing. We're not going to pray the same thing. Are we on the same page? I said, are we on the same page? So, how many of you, God gave you a scripture for the year? Can I see your hand? Thank you. Can you open to that scripture? If you don't have, just open a scripture that resonates with you. Praise God. Are we together? So I want you to open that scripture and meditate on that scripture in 2 minutes, and we start to chant those words. I want you to open the scripture, meditate on it, and we begin to chant those words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,